Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're doing the chapter on the prohibition of looking at a strange woman or a young boy without a valid shari'i reason. We explained that both these things are mahal of shahwat, places where a person can be seduced, where a person can be encouraged to take the wrong glance. One is the person looking out of genuine muhabbat for his fellow brother, or looking at his wife, or looking at his sister. All this is permissible, but there are certain glances in Islam that are wrong glances, and it is very likely that a person is looking at a strange woman or looking at a young boy who has girlish features. It is very likely that this may happen, that he may look with that reason that Sharia doesn't allow, that lust or that reason or that creates some type of passion in him. So this is something that Sharia doesn't encourage. As we'll see from the ahadith that we're doing, that when it comes to zina, which is such a serious thing, that Sharia says, doesn't say don't commit zina. It says wala taqrabu zina. Don't even go close to zina. Don't even go near there. So all those avenues that lead up to zina also, Sharia makes it a point of getting a person to stay far away from zina. The eyes, the ears, the tongue, the mind, the heart, all these things now, person is being told that be careful of these things, because the eventual result of not looking after these things is a person will end up in actual zina. So one is, as we'll do in today's hadith, one is the zina of the eyes, the zina of the ears, the zina of the feet, etc. But one is that actual zina. But these zinas, if a person doesn't control them, then what will happen is he'll end up in actual zina. So this is, Shariat is so beautiful that when a thing is so serious and so dangerous, Sharia even closes the muqaddamat, the things that lead up to the actual action. Another example we can think of is shirk is something that is so abominable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disliked, that person making any type of partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore a person is not even allowed to keep a statue in his house. It's not that he's making shirk with a statue, but he's not allowed to keep the statue in his house, or he's not allowed to keep a photograph hanging of a person, of some animate object. Why? Because these things can lead indirectly. It can lead now to some type of idol worship, some type of reverence, which actually should be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now a person is looking at somebody's picture, or is looking at a statue. So Sharia doesn't even allow that. That's why we say that we must cover every type of border that is there. Don't leave it exposed. And also when it comes to things like television and videos, we must be very, very careful. Sharia doesn't allow for us to see any type of animate objects, people's faces, etc. So we must be careful of what we see also. And the reason for this now, as I mentioned, is it takes a person closer. These sort of things take a person closer to that idol worship, etc. So therefore Shariat made it haram from the beginning that a person doesn't keep these type of things in his house. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال كتب على ابن آدم نصيبه من الزنا مدرك ذلك لا محالة العينان زناهما النظر والأذنان زناهما الاستماع واللسان زناه الكلام واليد زناها البطش والرجل زناها الخطا والقلب يهوى ويتمنى ويصدق ذلك الفرج ويكذبه متفق عليه. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that preordained for the son of Adam, in other words, for every person, it has already been preordained his share of adultery, of zina, which will inevitably happen. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He had knowledge before creating every person. Allah Pak had that type of knowledge that how much a person will misuse his eyes, his ears, how much of zina he'll actually commit. That was in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this will definitely happen, what a person will do. It doesn't mean now that because it was in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so now it is not the person's fault. No, Allah Pak has given us all the free will to do what is right and to save ourselves from what is wrong. So if a person does an action, he's only him to blame. He can't blame Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak has given us intelligence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us understanding. The person should do what is right. So the adultery of the eyes is looking. The zina of the eyes is looking at wrong. And the zina of the ears, the adultery of the ears is listening. The adultery or the zina of the tongue is speaking. And the zina of the hand is touching. The zina of the foot is walking. The heart fantasizes and desires. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the private part either affirms it or it rejects it. Ulama explained in this hadith that all the different types of zina you get. Sometimes we may think it is alright if I just look, if I just listen to a ghair mahram's voice, or I just talk in general to a ghair mahram. All these things are disliked in Shariat. Why? They lead up to the actual zina. In the Arabs amongst themselves, there is a nice saying, نَظْرَةٌ فَابْتِسَامَةٌ فَسَلَامٌ فَكَلَامٌ فَمُوْعِدٌ فَلِقَاءٌ. First it starts off with the look, the zina of the eyes. It just starts off with that. Starts off with a look, then follows up with a smile, and then it follows up with a greeting, and then it follows up with a discussion, and then the appointment is made, and then is the meeting. So all these things we see that Shariat had made it so clear. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. And do not even go near to zina, fornication. It is truly an indecent act and the worst of ways. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. When it comes to other sicknesses and it comes to bimaris that affect us in this world, and how much of precautions we take, how much of precautions are advertised and mentioned so that a person's physical body stays safe. These are precautions shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the spiritual body stays safe. So the spiritual body doesn't get diseased and doesn't get affected. So we should go out of our way to see that how we are taking these spiritual precautions also. We're protecting our eyes, we're protecting our ears, we're protecting our tongue, we're protecting our feet, we're protecting our hands, we're protecting every part of our body. We are very, very careful how we use them. And if a person is careful of these things, then automatically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that this person will be completely saved from zina. May Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.